Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to our show. You know, this is a great time of the year. As a kid, you know, my mom used to take my brother Charlie and I and drive us up Hawthorne Boulevard, and we would see all the Halloween and all the Thanksgiving and then subsequently all the Christmas decorations. And it was a wonderful time for me, and I just really have...
It's a good time,
this
the holiday
time.
This
is a good time for me, and I wish everybody a great, great holiday season.
Thanksgiving
God
is
bless
fabulous,
everyone.
The holiday season.
Yeah.
Shopping, I know you're a big shopper. Sometime on the show today, I think we're going to have Kelly Cheeseman's going to be here from the Los Angeles Kings.
Is he going to bring you a new sweater?
Oh, no, they got a brand new jersey.
Yeah,
he's going to be talking to us.
Him, Mike. It's not a jersey.
It's a King's jersey.
It's a sweater.
A holiday sweater? They're going to wear them 15 times when they're playing their games this year.
Mike Gary, it's a sweater.
It's a
jersey, and here's the thing. You should know this. You should know this.
In the face of the truth.
This first became the Kings' official team jersey when they signed Wayne Gretzky back, when was that, 88, something like that?
Yeah.
And here's the deal. It's very important because Gretzky came to town and got you that big screen TV that you used to have in your house.
He did me a big favor there, buddy.
It was a huge TV screen. It was one of those, would you call that a console model? It was like a huge box.
I don't know what I would call it, but it weighed 5,200 pounds.
Yeah. And then you called me after we became buddies. One of the first things you did is you called me over to go ahead and push it out into your garage.
No, I called Wayne, and I said, Wayne, how do I get rid of this thing? He says, give it to your new friend, Mike.
He goes, skate it down the ice and throw it in the goal.
Okay.
Take out the goalie.
You got to get it down there, eh?
All right, we got a big show for you today, talking a lot about football, baseball news. We got a lot of fan mail. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yeah.
That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R,
yep.
at crntalk.com.
No E, Dreyer, no E.
D-R-Y.
D-R-Y, yeah.
E-R.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
There you go.
Gotcha. All right, take a little break. Come back with more. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. You know it. He's been there. And we love all sports on this show. I am especially a hockey fanatic, and I love the Los Angeles Kings. And joining us here in this segment, we're honored to have Kelly Cheeseman, the COO of the Los Angeles Kings and AEG Sports. Kelly, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Mike. Happy to be on.
Hey, it's good to have you with us. How does the hierarchy work now? Do you is Luke Robitaille still up there at the very top, and then everything filters down from there? How does it work there at the Kings?
Yeah, Luke and I are like brothers and partners running the team together.
You know, an organization is great when you have great people, and you have great people all the way from the people in the press department to the people that are scouting to players and everything. There's just a good feeling there, and you know, and it's great to have you on the show here. But you talk to Luke, and he's like a former player. He's seen that side of it, but yet, you know, he still works, and he's got a great team behind him. What's your typical day like, Kelly? You're the chief operation officer there, so are you involved in all the different teams? Give our audience a little background as to what you do.
Sure. I mean, everything, you know, across the board from, you know, operating all sides of the business for the Kings to working on our minor league teams in Berlin and Ontario, as well as helping the Galaxy every once in a while with certain operations there. So it can be anything from finance and budgets and all that fun stuff, structure of staff to, you know, fun stuff like marketing and sales and doing jersey campaigns. So I get to do all the fun stuff. Definitely a dream job that, you know, I look to aspire to get when I was in college, and I'm, you know, pinch myself every day that it's what I get to go to work and do.
Exactly. And again, it's like a good feeling from the organization. Do you get involved, Kelly, at all with any of the input on players or thoughts or process of, hey, we need a new defenseman, we should do this or that? Do you input information there?
No, not on the final decision at all. I mean, you know, Blakey and Luke will ask me certain opinions on things, but not it's more baked at that point in terms of the structure and direction we're heading. Definitely on big overarching strategies and long-term strategies of where we're going to go. So, you know, for example, a few years ago, we decided we needed to, you know, kind of rebuild and retool, and I was heavily involved in what that was going to look like. But when it comes to like, hey, we're going to sign Phil Deneau, you know, they've already made that decision. They may just ask me my input on what kind of impact it might make.
Yeah, but your input, I think, brings in more. Well, I don't want to say more of the fans, because definitely everybody involved in the organization obviously knows that they've got to get a winner and put it together for the fans. But when you say you're going to rebuild, and a fan hears that, and you say, okay, yeah, we're going to rebuild. Okay, we're maybe skating a little too slow. All right, maybe some of our guys are too old. What does a fan prepare for? Do you prepare for a few years, 3 years, 5 years? I mean, you're always looking for talent and that kind of stuff. You got to market the team out there. What kind of input do you have to look for to say, hey, what are we doing? How are we going? How's everything happening this year?
Yeah, when you go through that process, and obviously we had a tremendous amount of success, right? And winning two champions in 12 and 14.
Tell me about it. I'm still cheering, for God's sakes.
So, yeah, and those were great times. And I think what we were able to establish with our core fans, you know, as we, turn the corner here, is like we took quite a few additional cuts at one and a third one. And unfortunately, that, at the same time, that kind of emptied the cupboard from a prospect pool perspective. And that's what happens when you're in a cap era, and that's what needs to happen. But, you know, because of what we went through at that period of when we were winning, we were able to kind of communicate to our fans how we plan to do it again and what the potential timeline could be. And certainly, you know, nobody has a crystal ball to know exactly when you're going to be back contending and being in a Stanley Cup final. But we were able to kind of look at some projections and where our veterans were and our core players were, and say, look, we think within 3 years we should be back contending for a playoff spot and back in that mix. And once you get into that mix, we all know anything can happen. So that seems to be right where we're at right now. Last year we came up a little short and had a tough run right at the end of the season. But we were right in the mix at the end of with about 10 or 15 games to go there for a playoff spot. And we didn't get there, but, you know, this year we a couple tough injuries, but you can definitely see the progress. And, I've talked to a lot of longtime season ticket members who are like, look, we this is incredibly exciting to watch, but we don't know if we're going to get into the playoffs, but we can definitely see the progress, and they're excited for it. So, we get some kids like Byfield and stuff back in the lineup and Doughty back in the lineup. Who knows where we go here?
Yeah, and we're kind of holding our own here right now, and it's like, I just like to, our guest is Kelly Cheeseman, Chief Operation Officer of the Los Angeles Kings and AEG Sports, and it's fun to talk about sports teams and hockey with someone who's there in the management. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, don't realize, like, when you make a coaching change, you know, we had some great coaching, but then did that coaching align it with the players? And I think one of the things people don't realize is the attitude or the mental status of the players have changed. They sign bigger deals. They have more dollars, maybe making more than a coach. Maybe they get tired of the same as usual kind of things or whatever. You got to find someone that can really reach out to each and every person and make them realize that you're the coach for them. That's a tough thing nowadays, isn't it? The coaching style has changed so much from the old days when the coach says, this is what we're going to do, and get out there and do it. It's not the same anymore, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely generational. And,
yeah, yep.
You know, we see it in every area of society at this point. I think anybody that's leading teams in any level of businesses or, you know, whatever you do in life, you definitely see the generational change, and that's no different in sports. And, when Todd came in, he really brought in a new perspective, and one of his perspectives was the fact that he had, teenage boys that were, that are hockey players, and he's learned to, to communicate with them a little bit differently and progress them in their lives. So that was definitely one of the things that he talked about, amongst the fact that he had an incredible pedigree as a successful NHL coach.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got to think about here, too. Todd McLellan, we're talking about there, the Kings coach. So, Kelly, let's talk a little bit, because I'm going to waste away all our time here. You got a new uniform that we got to get. I got to get one of these, because it goes back to those retro years when we were champions here. Tell us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were excited to bring this forward. We've really been brainstorming for the last few years on how we progress the brand forward in a different way in Los Angeles. And one of the things you got to recognize when you have an iconic brand like the Kings is you know, looking back at the eras of when that brand really broke through. And the, you know, the 90s era was iconic across all sports and pop culture. And we were able to bring that back and establish that with our new alternate jersey. So worked really tightly with Adidas and some of our partners on redesigning it in a new way. But it's definitely got the same inspired look, but definitely, you know, one thing you weren't able to do in the 90s with materials is actually bring together a true silver in materials. And we definitely went all in on that and, you know, went all in on the chrome dome helmet. So we're excited about the buzz that it's created.
It was unveiled August 9th, 1988, when the Kings held a news conference and announced the acquisition of Wayne Gretzky. It is back now, and the Kings are going to be wearing this a few times this year as well, too, correct?
Yep, 15 times, 11 at home, 4 on the road.
And we can get it. It's available now. Where can we get the jersey?
TeamLAStore.com. If you just go to LAKings.com, you'll see the links to Team LA Store down at Staples Center. You can buy it online, or you can buy it directly at any game. Any Kings game you come to, so come out to any of them.
Got a chrome helmet coming out, too. This is good stuff here. I'm loving this. And you got all sizes, even for the extra portly, for some fans that have gained weight like myself over the years.
Yeah, we'll get you one of your size.
Thank you, Kelly. All right, so you check it all out at LAKings.com. There's a lot of great stuff there, but this jersey is really the greatest over there. You want to check it out. LAKings.com, right, or the team store, correct?
You got it.
Kelly, don't be a stranger. Come back and talk hockey with us anytime. I love it here on the show. Fred Dreyer's look at him. He's staring over there. He's just spellbound. His mouth is agape here. We have to give him a jersey as well, too. Kelly Cheeseman, thanks for being with us. Everybody, check out the new jerseys for the LA Kings, LAKings.com. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968.
800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our program, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the iconic actor from Land's End. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
You can look up at the camera.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking about you, and of course from Hunter. We got some good Hunter scenes coming up in a second. But we have some questions here for you, Fred, that a lot of people are chiming in and asking. And we've got here's one that came into us from Shannon. She says, Fred, do you use MyPillow? And so that's the question for you, Fred.
I use MyPillow. I have the two big, super duty, fluffy guys. And with the MyPillow sheets, they're burgundy. And I have a bedspread that is wonderfully accoutre-sized. I always say accoutre-sized because it's part of the kit, the sleep kit, the sleep package.
Sleep package.
It makes you dream like crazy. You know, when you jump into bed, you realize, I can't believe I'm in America. I'm just sleeping so beautifully. I got the pillows, and they're so wonderful. No matter where I put them and no matter how I place them, my big noggin seems to find the most opportune, restful place.
That's very nice. That's
so
good.
I have a big thank you for Mike Lindell.
All right, that's good. I have just been handed a note here. Apparently some fan mail came in for me. It says, please get this Horn character off the air. Bring back Jennifer. Time to class up this joint. If I wanted to see Ron Burgundy, I'd watch Anchorman. That's from Bob and Hemet.
Hey, there's another...
It's another insulting letter.
There's another fan you've made. You made another fan.
Bob from Hemet, a phony name if I ever heard one. Let's get back to some other comments here. Let's see. Shannon says, great interview with Kelly, Mike. Thank you again for that,
it
everybody.
It was an excellent interview. Excellent, Mike.
That's good. That's really a good one over there. Then we've got Nikki says, Mike, maybe you, Jen, and Fred should do a show. Let me just answer that one if I can. We don't need Jen. She's got her own shows, Doug and DJ.
Why doesn't she invite us on her show?
What's that?
Why doesn't she invite us on her show?
Exactly. My point exactly.
Well, there it is.
You know, you've been on there for interviews,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been asked to be on there. I don't even get on the DJ.
I don't know why she'd want to talk to you.
VP show.
Well, she talks to you all the time.
Yeah, she does. Okay, so we got another one here. Jennifer was... This is from Kathy. Jennifer was wonderful. Oh, but we missed you. Thank you, Kathy. I love you, too.
We did miss you, Mike.
And Nikki says, Mike, we are glad you are okay. Thank you. That's really nice. Kathy says, love the shirt, Fred. Now, I was noticing that. Describe that shirt, Fred, a little bit
Which
for us.
Which shirt?
The one you're wearing. It's beautiful.
This?
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those lumberjack shirts that you see the dads on the Hallmark Movie Channel Christmas movies.
I'll tell you what this is.
You look like an outdoor Christmas guy.
Yeah, here's what it is.
Yeah.
I wear these shirts during this time of year because they remind me of so many wonderful things.
Of
being in high school and my mother buying me a Pendleton.
Oh, you know what those were? Oh, yeah, those Pendletons were hot. When you and I were kids, they were the hot item.
Yeah, and a lot of rock groups used to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, these are so wonderful. I found the connection in Oregon to the factory, to the woolen factory up there
for Pendleton shirts.
Wow! But they weren't selling shirts so much. They had some on display, but this was a place where you could order the material. So I know it takes 3 to 3.5 yards to make a shirt.
No.
So I ordered six different styles, and I will be wearing them on this show throughout the rest of the year.
You ordered it recently?
No. I ordered these a long time ago. But I still have the material.
I got the material,
and I took them to a friend of mine, Nat Wise, over in Beverly Hills, and he took the material, and he said, what do you want? And I brought him a Pendleton. I said, make this shirt with this material.
Very nice. Because I thought maybe you...
That's... took up sewing the all-pro defensive end like Rumpelstiltskin or something. Putting some kind of
No. I'm not going to do that. I don't be. I'm not that brazen to think I could sew.
Kathy says love the shirt. Tad says happy Thanksgiving from Winnipeg, Canada. We're big in Canada. Shannon says, Mike, we love you. You're amazing. Thank you, Shannon.
You are amazing, Mike.
And then
did
she
you
said,
hear me?
Yeah, she ruined it. She said, Fred, you're always such a pleasure to listen to.
Thank you so much.
And everybody is chiming in now a little bit. And Shannon said it's Fred's voice. She says soothing.
Ah, there it is. They call me the Quaalude. The Quaaluded Lude. The Quaalude.
The Lude.
Voice of the nighttime. Our show is.
It's really factual.
It goes all around the world and it plays at different hours of the day.
Yes.
So, I probably have a soothing effect. Right now, somebody in probably Czechoslovakia is going to sleep. As I'm saying this right now. Don't you think so, Mike?
Yeah, the COVID-19 cases are up there in my home country. That's good.
Yeah, they're saying, and the doctor would come in and say, has he got COVID? He goes, no, he's been listening to Fred Dreyer.
Calm. Okay, so we got some memorable scenes that are up here now. This comes to us from Pam, who always is our historian. She's got a memorable scenes from the 1987 Hunter episode. She's got for us here, if we can take a look at these, take a look and see what we got. And they're all in messed up order. So we got this one here to start out with. So she says the episode is called Any Second Now, and it seems that the real Fred Dreyer must have wrote them. She says in the story in Hunter, when a psycho threatens McCall's life, you, Fred Dreyer, as Hunter, you insist on staying at her house until the case is solved.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I had a gigantic Saint Bernard dog outfit that I wore in the backyard, so the guy stalking her would think that the dog is out.
Okay, so apparently McCall, he moves in. You move into the house. You insist on staying there, you little devil.
Yeah.
And he moves in, brings a bunch of groceries. McCall says she has food, but Hunter says, what you have is not food. And she reminds him that he said the same thing the last time he stayed over.
Yeah,
and
look what happened.
Yeah, and you're telling her that the food you have, she says, the food that you have, according to you, in your refrigerator now is probably the same food you had then. She agrees.
Yes.
Later, after fixing her a healthy breakfast, Hunter asked her if she knows anything at all about nutrition and can she name the four basic food group, and she answers, order out, take in, frozen, and canned. All Hunter can say is, oh boy, and the look on his face is priceless.
Ah.
So Hunter was brilliant, she says. It's the heavy crime drama that she loves, and this is really one of the best times. You, I guess, made her laugh a little bit, too. She seemed to enjoy the food that you had there. And the heavy drama was kind of lightened by this. It seems as the series got a little bit older and the more years went by, you guys had a little more flirtations between
Heart-to-heart is what it became.
Yeah, it really kind of did.
Kind of.
Looks like you're grabbing some bourbon, and we got a photo of. We'll post these, by the way.
I think that's a bottle of olive oil. I think I'm getting ready to chug a bottle of olive oil.
Do you, in real life, do you make breakfast from time to time? Are you like a good breakfast master?
Yeah, sure.
Seriously?
Seriously?
Yeah, if we had a sleepover, would you make breakfast?
Yeah, like I would get my pajamas and bring my my spatula and my whisk, and we would have a good time.
Anyway, Pam says it's the reason why Hunter is amazingly popular today, the best series ever. People are discovering this. You're on everywhere. You're on Amazon. You're on
that is true.
eBay. I don't know. You're everywhere. Every network.
Well,
you know,
everything is so bifurcated now. It's all split up.
Bifurcated.
Yes. You don't know really, where to find the show. But it's now, you can get it on your cell phone. You even showed me that. You can get it on your cell phone.
Sure.
You can get it on any TV. You can get it on any place you want to be. You can order that thing up, and it provides tremendous entertainment.
We are on Roku, Facebook Live, crntalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, and the audio on Sirius XM Channel 217, Sirius 217, XM 203, online with Sirius XM 967. Of course, we're on Sports Byline, our buddies there,
man,
and at CRN Talk as well,
it's
too.
Incredible.
Okay, so Erica says, hey, You are very cute. Always wanted to meet you.
Is she talking about you?
I'm 24, but a huge fan. That goes
She's
to you, big boy.
That goes
24
to me?
Years oh. old. She says, I'm 24, but a huge fan. You're okay with 24, aren't you? One of the great TV
Wait
shows of all
She's
time.
She's 24.
Yeah, and she thinks you're cute and right. always wanted to meet you.
Well, look, I mean, this is the beauty of famous television stars. You know, they're all over the place. They never seem to go away.
Here's an email that came to you from Super 70 Sports, and it says, and listen to this.
All right.
In 1973, Fred Dreyer became the first player to record two safeties in an NFL game.
No kidding.
Which was his career day until he later solved two murders in one episode
That's
of Hunter.
That's correct. And those two murders pushed that two safeties right off the map.
Out of the record books.
Yeah, they don't talk about it anymore,
no.
but they sure as hell talk about those two murders.
You solved two in one episode.
I'm telling you.
Did you like driving those big cars? I was watching some old Raymond Burr, Perry Mason episodes, and he was going up to, like, Skinner Hills, which was by Ojai, California, and I looked it up, and there really is a Skinner Hills, and he'd drive that old 64, like, Lincoln or Mercury that he
yeah,
had.
Yeah,
that
Mercury,
big old,
I think.
That Mercury. He'd drive it up there.
Big Merc.
I think he and Della Street had something going, but I don't want to cast any aspersions.
Yeah, or Paul. Paul.
Paul Drake. Paul Drake, one of the great
Perry
investigators. Yeah.
Perry, what do you think about that? Well, Paul, I don't think anything.
One of the great shows.
By the way, that's a nice tie.
Really good. And poor old Hamilton Berger couldn't win a case to save his life.
Perry, God darn it, I believe he's the killer. Well, Ham, that's a nice tie.
That was one of the great lines there.
He was so complimentary.
Nice tie.
He was always complimentary.
We're going to be doing that here on the show. That's a nice shirt, Fred.
I'm going to start. Yeah. I'm going to start.
Okay, so here's another one here from Late Night Drug Tester. Who are these people?
Well, they're an assortment of, you know.
The only one named Mike that's happy here is he loves Jennifer Horn, my daughter. Anyway,
yeah,
Late
he
Night.
He should, by golly.
Great Late Night Drug Tester says, the reason you didn't commit crimes from what you saw on TV because you would have gotten busted by Fred Dreyer.
That's correct. I can be in the kitchen with Stephanie Kramer making an omelet, and I can also bust crime. I can, you know, they got a window right there over the sink. You can look out, and you can see all kinds of things. And when stuff happens, I don't even take off the apron. I go right out the window, over the sink, out the window, over the dog, over the fence, and down the alley, and into the lap of the bad guy.
Now, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Because I know Thanksgiving's coming up. So not only are you not coming by my house for Thanksgiving,
right?
But you're actually trying to bum a bottle of wine from me so you can take it over to some other guy's house and give him a wine. Say, this is just something I picked up for you. And you're going to take it from my personal collection. Is that it?
Yeah, and then he'll say, and then Ron will say, Did Mike Horn give you this?
No, Ron, is that who he?
Ron, yeah. Ron and Kathy.
Well, Ron, maybe I'll sign it to them. Wish I could have been there. I wasn't invited, but I gave this nice bottle of wine to Fred.
Well, look, it's we're all in the brotherhood, you know. So I give to you, you give to me.
True love.
And it's true love, buddy.
Hey, by the way, if you want to write to Fred Dreyer, his email address.
Is this show over?
Almost. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. We'll take a little break, come back with the final segment of the show.
Oh, my
which
God.
Fred's going to give you his secret to all the big wins this weekend.
I feel like I'm going to be on a roll.
We'll find out. Stay with us.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freon Deep Penetrating Oil. Freon spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freon Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freon today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program, the guy that sits right beside me here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And if I could, it's Thanksgiving time, and we should be having some fun for Thanksgiving. But I got a couple of bones to pick, and I'm a little upset. First off, you, Fred Dreyer, you said I should talk about what's bothering me. You said I should dump it. That's a key word, dump it.
Yep.
Because before the show started, you ran down the hall to use the men's room, and I went down there during my hard-hitting interview while Mr. Cheeseman was talking back to us. And I went in there in this last break, and the door was wide open. You didn't even close the door.
Yes, I did.
It was wide open.
Don't accuse me on radio of not having proper bathroom acumen.
Etiquette.
I was born being polite in the bathroom.
So that's number one. Number two, our executive producer, Courtney Cadera, is leaving. Apparently, she's pregnant. Have you noticed anything? Apparently, she's with child. I didn't realize this, and she sprung it on us here at the last minute. She's around 8 months along or something.
So you're telling me she wants some time off
now?
Yeah,
I think she's trying to fake it with some time off.
What the hell's
going
on?
So it's fine. She's going to be taken off. So we've got the new producer in who's working with Mike Gary and Jeremy Day. And we got Madison, who I think is from Wisconsin. And that would help me remember her name.
That's why they named her Madison.
Yeah.
It's Waukesha.
Madison Hernandez is with us. And so she's doing the show. And so, you know, that's all well and good. Well, it really bugs
me. Is that a complaint to you?
No, here it comes. And it involves you, the listeners. Because here I am on the show. What am I, like sliced toast or something? You know, Fred Dreyer, this. He's the big star of the show.
All the talking, ladies and gentlemen.
The all-pro. Well, I did a pretty good interview with Kelly.
Well, you should.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And so I'm off one day here, just a couple of shows ago. Maybe it was last week. I can't remember. I think it was last week. I'm off on the show. Nobody writes to me saying, hey, is Mike okay? Was he sick? Was he ill? Was he at the doctor? Is he okay? No. We get this comment from this guy, Mike, who writes in. He says, this is what he says.
I've listened to Jennifer Horn for years now on AM 870 Answer, but I was pleasantly surprised to see her on my YouTube feed on at CRN Digital Talk with at Fred Dreyer. Great show. Well, hey, Mike. Crummy email. I was supposed to be doing the show. This daughter of mine, I used to be a great talent in this radio business. She comes in, Johnny Come Lately, gets on that AM 870, does some kind of, I think it's a morning show or something she does. She's in there goofing around, comes in with you, and you allow it to happen, Fred Dreyer. I'd like to hear from you.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't on the show. I don't know if you noticed or not last week.
Tell us why.
I wasn't here. My brother was in town.
Okay.
Chuck.
Okay, you're starting on the right track. Go ahead. Continue. Finish it up.
And we were on our way in to do the show, and he forgot his phone at my house.
Uh-huh.
So we had to turn around and go back for the phone.
Oh, he had to turn around.
Making me late. And so the daughter, and you brought her in. I understand you were the one that demanded her. We had Mike Gary going. We had
I picketed for a while.
Biden was in town, was going to sit in here with you. And I know you would enjoy that show.
Yeah.
And she comes in and does the show.
And she did a splendid job, don't you agree?
I didn't listen. Like most of the stuff she does, I don't listen to
it. You don't listen to it.
Yeah. So send your cards and letters.
So all of this is a wind-up to what complaint?
I just made it.
That was it.
Yeah, that our listeners
really nothing we
didn't
can do
really
about it.
Care about me, yeah. And they went ahead and said how wonderful Jennifer was. Her last name was Horn, to Mike Horn, Jennifer Horn, my daughter.
Yeah. So you're trying to steal her thunder. That's what you're trying to do.
The thunder was given to her by some of the listeners, that's all.
Who do you think asked her to come in here?
I've already said it. The person that asked her to come in the studio is you.
I think if you ask her, I don't think so.
I think it was you. We had it all. Jeremy Dayton wanted to be on the air with you because he's a Baltimore Ravens fan, wanted to really get into it with you, and I believe you wanted Jennifer in from the Morning Answer.
Well, I think I have first protocol, don't you think?
Oh, of course, Mr. Dreyer. Let's get into the show here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. You brought in this fact. We were trying to handicap games this week.
Oh,
and
God.
And we were picking, was it Philadelphia or New York's Giants? Kind of a rival game. We ended up picking Philadelphia, but then you said, wait a second. The Giants have fired their offensive coordinator, and you, being the football legend that you are, said sometimes when they bring in some new blood, things change. What do you think about this game this weekend?
Well, I know we picked the Philadelphia over the Giants. We have it right down here. And I'm going through our notes, and there's an article here. There's a little blurb, news blurb, New York Giants fire offensive coordinator Jason Garrett. And there's some comments in there and so forth and so on. And I'm thinking, you know, this is something that is either going to be a good thing for the Giants, a plus to propel them into a different pacing and get them maybe to win a couple of games here in the last six or seven. And so perhaps this game being played at home over their rivals, Philadelphia, you know, they call it the train series, where they, you know, the old days, they just used to throw their bags in a wooden box and stuff them under the train luggage compartment, and then they would go back and forth from Washington to Philly.
Back and forth.
They go back and forth on that East Coast swing on trains. They wouldn't go to the airport.
Leave the bathroom door open, did they?
Yeah, okay. Of course they did.
Okay.
And so what you have now is you have a Giants who are reinvigorated. There's a good chance. It's a good chance that they could beat Philly.
I like the Giants. Don't tell me that. We've picked Philadelphia.
Well, we stuck with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
They've won this.
I just want to get all the material out.
That's good. That's really good. So anyway, so that could be a change. And then we got a really tough game between the Rams and Green Bay, being played in Green Bay. The Rams at Showtime here were 1-point favorites. That might have changed. That's going to be a real tough one to take a look at.
Well, we don't know what the weather is.
True.
So the Rams are a passing team, so that could affect them. We also know that they played pathetically and got defined at the line of scrimmage by the 49ers.
Correct.
A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And so what we're looking at here is a very sore-toed quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers
for the Green Bay Packers. Now, if that toe is bothering him, he's not playing. So, seeing as he is going to play, he's announced to play. There's no news blurb saying there's look out. He
at
may
least
not
at
play.
This time, yes.
This will probably be in favor of the Green Bay Packers over the Rams, which is what. Which is what we have. Didn't we have Green Bay over?
We did. We changed it back.
And we changed it back.
Yeah, we went to the Rams over Green Bay.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to go with the Rams on the road over Green Bay on a very sore-toed quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
Against the Jimmy Mack 3,000-mile rule, if a team travels more than 3,000 miles and they're the favorite, you don't pick them. But we did. We'll see what happens. But they're only favored by 1 point. Come on.
We never use that axiom.
Nah,
this,
we
this
don't.
Year.
But Jimmy Mack, the
doesn't
big
make
handicapper.
Well, this is a different league.
Yeah. Jimmy Mack was handicapping Pop Warner football.
No, that wasn't professional.
And San Francisco, who beat the Rams a couple of weeks ago, they're playing Minnesota at home, and we picked San Francisco, just to let you know.
Well, San Francisco looked very good at the line of scrimmage a couple of weeks ago against the Rams. And if they do the same with Minnesota, they should win at home.
All right, so we got some greetings here for Thanksgiving. We got Bruce, who is saying happy Thanksgiving from New Mexico. Also from Phoenix, James is tuned in. Kelly saying from Waterford, Pennsylvania, happy Thanksgiving. Shannon also saying hello to us. And Shannon says always back. She's glad we're here. Bernard saying hello to us, says happy Thanksgiving to our American friends. He's, of course, in Ottawa, Canada. He says it's freezing, 32 degrees there right now, Fahrenheit. Nikki says hello to us. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And also, she's from Nebraska. Beverly says hello. And, there's lots of greetings here. Everybody wishing us a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes,
Cambria,
very kind. Thank
Kathia
you very much.
From there and from Cambria, California. Shannon says, great interview, by the way. Thank you with Kelly Cheeseman. Thank you very much. That's a New Jersey,
see,
by the way.
See, by the
That's
way,
a, the
Mike,
New Jersey.
By the way,
yeah.
See, the cream comes to the top.
Thank you.
And you were splendid.
Thank
you did
Fred.
A wonderful
Thank
job.
You.
And, you know,
you.
Your efforts have not gone by the wayside. This audience loves you.
Thank you. And this is the jersey that they had for the Kings back in the late 80s when they signed Wayne Gretzky. This is great stuff.
That was a big story.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I'm excited.
You know, I told you my daughter was the flower girl in their wedding.
No, you did yeah, not did. Tell us that
yeah,
story.
That's correct. That's
well,
correct.
Tell it to us here.
Well, we were friends with Janet Jones, Wayne's bride at the time, and she and my wife were friendly, very close friends. And then when they decided they wanted to get married, they said, hey, it would be great if Kate, who I believe was 3 at the time, would be the flower girl.
Wow.
So she led the whole procession in with the flowers and everything, all the way down the aisle up to the altar. And it was a great, fabulous afternoon, certainly. Kate was splendid in her presentation of her blessings for the betrothed couple.
Was she a little nervous going into it somewhat? Or
yeah, sure. She didn't want... She, right to last minute, didn't want to do it until one of the sisters at the church came over and said, now listen here, young lady, grab those flowers and get up here. And she just went, oh, okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. So you and Wayne were pretty good buddies there for a while. That's why you both had the same big screen TVs with the rear screen
projector.
Well,
when it came to TVs, Wayne thought he would share his insight.
Did he have his own shop? You know, a lot of sports personalities, you know.
Yeah, he had his own TV store.
In restaurants,
what he did, yeah.
Wayne had a TV show.
He had his own TV store, and it was he had the workers for him. You call them elves, I guess.
Take my black and white Hoffman in for repair.
Yes.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
What's amazing is Fred Dreyer is the... He played that musical instrument while he did that commercial. One of the great music.
The mandolin?
The mandolin.
Yeah,
you're a great
really,
player. You're the best.
I looked forward to cutting that commercial with that
good.
Mandolin.
You did a good job with Angela's and Vinci's. Nikki says, Fred and Mike, what are your favorite Thanksgiving foods? I like turkey and cranberry. How about you?
You know, I think cranberry sauce is good. Not a lot of it because it can... It can affect your digestion a little bit.
Thank you, but Nick, that's okay.
But I like a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
I go right past the main course.
And you go to the, right to the pumpkin pie?
I go right to the pumpkin pie and a decaf cappuccino and then a cigar. You can't beat Thanksgiving.
Okay, which is one
you
food. You don't have to tell me.
Listen to me. Okay. Cannot beat Thanksgiving.
Nikki says, I love my pillow. When you order your My Pillow, please, if you can, make sure and say, works for me. That's the code for the discount. Works
good
for
me. Good point, Mike. That's a very good point. I don't think Jennifer knew that.
No,
she was here.
Yes, that's why she blew the whole show. Yeah. Shannon says, you guys are a great team. Funny, entertaining, intertwining, and very knowledgeable.
Keep it up.
I didn't know we were intertwining. Hey, neighbor Paul used to be on the show, said, how would Lawrence of Los Angeles compare with the runners of today? I think he's talking Lawrence
McCutcheon.
What's he
talking about?
Lawrence McCutcheon. What do you think?
McCutcheon.
How would he do today?
He should be all right, shouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Kurt says, about to watch Highway 395 starring Fred Dreyer. Took me a while to find it. It's going to be good. Teresa Lynn says, happy Thanksgiving to us. Gay says, happy Thanksgiving. Nikki, Fred, Mike is saying he wants one of your shirts for Christmas. Thank you, Nikki. Beverly says, Mike, the show is not the same without you, so did not watch last
week.
That's
right,
Mike. Put that in your pipe, Jennifer.
That's right, Mike.
Bruce says, let's see. Beverly says, Mike, Fred, you make a great team. Shannon,
Lloyd Frederick's Frederick City of Passion is good. And order out, take out, frozen, and canned is her favorite.
Frederick's, that's the underwear shop?
Yeah. Fred says, you are an amazing athlete. 6'6", why no basketball in your career?
Why no?
Yeah, why didn't you play basketball?
Why did I?
Yeah.
I was 6'6".
That's it?
That's what you... I've always thought that, you know, I feel sorry for real tall 7-foot guys who play college basketball and then don't go on. That's a tough deal.
Hey, don't forget, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll see you next week. Fred?
Yeah, we'll see you next week.